Amen. Come on, let's go with the message from 1 Timothy. Encouragement from the what? The old pastor. Now, it won't be long they're going to be calling me that. That'll be a while, but they better watch it. They better duck when they say it. But encouragement from the old pastor. Today's message, we just kicked it off. We actually kicked it off a couple of weeks ago with a message when I came back from Colorado, which was later in the series, quite frankly. And I backed it up to chapter 1 last week, and we ran out of time. We'll pick it up some today. Today's message, priority, first things first. Say that with me. Priority, first things first. That's what priority means, isn't it? Say, get your priorities straight, but first things what? First. Let's talk about it today, why we put that title up there and all that. Timothy, the book of 1 Timothy, the book of 1 Timothy wasn't written by Timothy. You'll see things like that. Okay, Timothy wrote 1 Timothy. No, the Apostle Paul wrote 1 Timothy. It was a letter to Timothy from the Apostle Paul, who probably led him to Christ, who had pastored the church he's now a pastor of. He started that church at Ephesus. Paul did. So the book of 1 Timothy is written to Timothy because Timothy's discouraged. Say discouraged. That's why it's there. You want some encouragement sometime? Open the book of 1 Timothy and go, hey, I'm going to pretend I'm Timothy. Amen? And you'll see how that'll help you. Keep looking. Now, he was younger than most church leaders. We've already discussed this. He was a faithful servant of the Lord, even though he's discouraged. He's been faithful. He had a what? He had a passion for people. Say that with me again. He had a what? He had a passion for people. He was the follow-up pastor at the church at Ephesus, from the Apostle Paul. So, great church, but Timothy was easily what? Okay, you might be like that. I probably am like that. I can get discouraged. Now, I got this veneer, and it's strong, and I am strong. And I can put it on. But you won't know I'm breaking inside. And there's probably a lot of you like that, probably a lot of men like that, that can relate. Okay, Timothy was one of those guys. But he was easily discouraged because he was a pastor, and mainly because of what? I've already told you, most pastors last less than 2 years now at their church. 2 years. 75% of all students who graduate from seminary to be a pastor, 75% of them choose another profession after they're done. They go, oh my God. Amen. So what Timothy's dealing with is common among pastors, but it's also discouragement's common among folk. Amen? In chapter 1, we saw two major things that Timothy was commanded to do. That was last week. We didn't get to number 2 too much. But number 1, if you want to stay steady when you're discouraged, listen, you need to believe what? Because when you're discouraged, you'll believe a lie. You're set and duck to believe anything. Amen? And also, the message last week was help wanted. Paul was trying to make the case to Timothy. Timothy, Jesus finished what he said he was going to do. He came to this earth. He died on the cross. He rose from the dead. He saved our sorry tail. Amen? Come on. And listen, son, we need you to keep doing what you're doing. Keep preaching the word. That's what he told Timothy. Preach the word in season as it. Preach the word, son. But stay with the sound doctrine, because that's one of the problems he had, problems with people, because people were opposing him on his sound teaching. Are y'all hearing me or not? Paul said, stay with it. Doesn't matter what they say. Preach and believe sound doctrine. That's good for our life, guys. Are y'all listening to me or not? When you're hurting, you'll get some of the dumbest advice and anti-biblical advice you'll ever have. Absolutely. People will tell you because they feel sorry for you. You know, well, God loves you and everything, but He doesn't feel sorry enough for you to go and go crazy. Amen. Do right. Believe right. Now, the second thing he told Timothy to do, even though he's discouraged, Paul said, Timothy, I need some help out there. Paul was talking to him. I need you to defend the faith. I need you to defend the faith, and you be strong. Defend the faith. And we didn't get this too much last week, but he said, war a good war. War a good war, son. This charge I commit unto you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went on before thee, that thou by them mightest, say it with me, do what? You need to defend the faith. Stand on the faith. Believe sound doctrine. Defend the faith. As Satan comes against your faith, you act like this. Hey, but quite frankly, other false teaching or false teachers that come against your faith, stand for the truth and defend the faith. Hold the faith. Holding what? And a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made what? Shipwreck. Okay, now this is going back a little last week. I didn't get to cover it. And he mentions this to him about defending the faith. So, number one, war a good warfare. Number two, hold the faith. And number three, about defending the faith, keep a good what? Keep a good conscience. Keep a good conscience. Okay, you're discouraged, Timothy. But listen, you're teaching sound doctrine. And you also are defending the faith. You're doing the right thing. You haven't gone shipwrecked like so many others have. And he says, you have a good conscience. Don't you let that get to you. You keep that good conscience. You keep doing the right thing. Because when your conscience gets you, you're shot, ain't you? Amen? Come on. And ultimately, he's telling Timothy, don't get what? Come on, don't get what? The enemy wants you and me shipwrecked. It's not God's will for pastors to get discouraged and for people to run pastors off or whatever. God's will is that we live in unity. We get along together in unity. We have a purpose to preach the gospel. But we live on a fallen planet. Amen? With sinners. And the church is full of sinners. Say that with me. The church is full of what? Let's say it again so you hear it. The church is full of what? So preachers and other believing Christians can get shipwrecked sometimes. Is that true? Come on. And so he's saying, son, don't get shipwrecked. Don't get shipwrecked. And he names a couple. You remember Hymenaeus? He's telling Timothy. And Alexander? They also used to defend the faith and they stood, but they don't anymore. And you know what I've done? I've delivered them over to the devil. That they may learn not to blaspheme. Paul was tough, wasn't he? The old preacher. He wasn't no soft old preacher. Amen? So, here's the point to us today. We're just studying the book of 1 Timothy. Now we're going to move on to first things first. But I want to make sure we cover this. Would you say that in yellow with me? You can make it through anything if you wholeheartedly believe and stand on the truth and never lose your faith or err. Did you know that? You can make it through anything. If you wholeheartedly believe the truth and stand on the faith and keep your faith and don't err from it. You might say, well, Pastor, what if this happens? My mother was murdered. I'm no great example. But the Holy Spirit comforted me and helped me during that time. We don't let things bad happen to us. We shouldn't use them excuses to quit on God. Are you listening to me or not? Say, I don't know about you, but the hard times in my life and family struggle, the hard times in my life, draw nigh to God and He'll do what? Draw nigh to who? To you. Yeah. See, that's a devil's lie to quit on him when things get tough. Amen? Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. You can make it through anything by believing the truth, standing on the truth, and standing on your faith and having your faith. Amen? Don't ever let that get shaken. That's the message. Now, first things first. Now we're going to move forward now. Priority. Last week we didn't get to discuss that, so we want to nail that pretty quick. Priority. Y'all with me now? Going to change subjects a little bit. Priority. Here we go. Priority. What's the word priority mean? Say it with me. To give what? Precedence to? It's earlier in order of what? Importance. You know how Mama said it? You need to do this. Yeah, but I want to do this. Well, you need to do this first. Amen. Say. Well, what do you mean? Well, you need to get your priorities straight. See, because what Mama said is what's going to get done. Because, see, you live in the house here. Amen. Say. That's old Mama school, by the way. Amen. New Mamas these days, like, oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it. I don't do the new Mama. Amen. Come on. Leaders. And Paul was trying to get Timothy to be a leader. You're a pastor. You're the pastor of the church at Ephesus. It's a great church. And you're having some people problems. But I need you to suck it up. And I need you to stand up. And I need you to be a leader. That's the whole point of the book of 1 Timothy. Don't read it thinking you're going to get pat on the head. Ooh, poor baby. It ain't happening. He wants him to stand up. He wants them to stand on the truth. He wants them to defend the faith. He wants them to keep a good conscience. And now he's saying, I want you to have some priorities. Get your priorities straight. Y'all listening? Leaders give precedence to the things that are what? Exactly. You'll see leaders. Why do leaders succeed? Leaders succeed because they give precedence to the things that's most important. Other people, they just fail and fail and swim. They can't get their life together. Leaders do because that's what leaders do. They have priorities. This usually involves giving up your what? Your what? Your desires for the ultimate good of others or God's plan or God's will. Priority. Okay? I can hear Paul telling Timothy, being called to the ministry ain't a picnic. Okay? There's a devil. Jesus didn't die on the cross because he didn't have something better to do. Okay? It's because people are going to hell. Alright? And now he's at the right hand of God the Father making intercession for us. And he's called us to preach the gospel and to take it into every place. Is that what the Bible says? And don't think that they're going to welcome you with open arms. Hey! Sad story. You probably, some of you might remember it back in, I think, the 50s. Jim Elliot, Nate Saint were trying to reach, I think, the Alka Indians. Remember that? And they were dropping gifts over these people that were savages and making friendship with them and relationship that had never yet touched ground. And the people would come out and they would take the packages and one day it was time. They were going to land that plane among those savages. And they thought maybe they would welcome them. But instead of when they landed that plane, they had hearts just to love on these people. Those savages brutally murdered them. That's life sometimes. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? In the ministry. Have you ever had that kind of thing with a friend? You had that kind of you had good intentions, you meant, and it just turned out just horrible. Sure, things happen. Come on. Standing in the ministry is going to take some guts, he's telling Timothy. It's going to take some toughness, man. So you better get your priorities straight. Say priority. Priority. He's talking to Timothy, but this I'm trying to make it where we can all sort of understand this. Priority. So, priority number one, say it with me. First of all, what? Let's go to the Scriptures. Here we go. I exhort you, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all who? You want to be a leader, Timothy? You want to get that discouragement behind you? You want to be strong? You want to build a strong church there? You want to win people for Christ? Pray, first of all. Pray for who? Say it with me. Pray for who? All people. Supplications. What is supplications? The word in the Scripture means feeling the needs and pains of others. That's why some people need more than a little lay me down to sleep prayer. Amen? Say. They need you to feel their pain. I look out in this audience and I see you because many of you I know well and you're my friends and you've been in my office and you've hurt real bad. And that's why a lot of pastors don't make it. Because that's some serious pain to deal with. Amen? And I have a big old heart. Son, when you hurt, I hurt. Did you know that? Rick, when you hurt, I hurt. You know that? Chuck, you hurt, I hurt. You understand? That's tough. I'm asking us as a congregation, be called to that. Amen? Y'all listening or not? It hurts, but it's worth it. Y'all hearing me today? Feel the needs of others. Feel the pain. And a lot of y'all prayed for me with my back and things like that. And some of you have meant so much to me because you have felt my pain. And you've let me know. You've come up to me and laid hands on me or just hugged on me. Laid hands on me is hugging on me. That's what that is. Amen? It means a lot. Supplications. Remember, this is the most important thing we can do. Pray for all people. Prayers. The most sacred and holy aspect of what? Is prayer. Why do I get in a truck on Sunday morning and pray with six men? Because I'm a great spiritual leader? No. Because I'm a sinner. I'm just like you. I got burned up in the sun yesterday and I was feeling crappy. But it's amazing when you pray. Amen. Say. When you pray. Woo. Yeah. And to know that the Lord's hearing you and you pour out your heart to Him and you get your priorities straight, that Lord, this is the day You made and we have the opportunity to be in this room and to share the Word and to love on people. All of a sudden, hey, it gets better. Amen? It's the most important thing we can do is pray. Intercession. What is intercession? It's drawing near to God on behalf of who? Interceding. Do you see how, wow, Timothy was discouraged. Paul was saying, hey, you're spending too much time getting discouraged and thinking about discouragement. Why don't you start praying and doing these things? And all of a sudden, I think things are going to get better for you, son. Amen? Do the thing you should be doing. Intercede on behalf of other people. Give thanks. That's part of prayer. Thanks. Say that with me. A what? For the opportunity to do what? That's what he's telling Timothy. Instead of whining, son, like you're doing, you ought to be grateful that you're there in Ephesus. Jesus Christ has saved your soul. Listen, I pastored that church he's saying. It's a good church. Yeah, you got some pains in the rear. Sure they are. Yeah, it's life. Get your priorities straight, son. Pray. Pray for God to help you and to intercede on behalf of other people. Get your priorities straight. Are you hearing the message that the old pastor's giving the young fellow? Yes or no? Am I driving you crazy? Here we go. Number two, he also says this. This is where we could get a little help on this one. Pray for all what? Pray for all in what? Yeah, y'all. Some of y'all making ugly faces right now. I don't want to pray because I don't like him. You ever thought maybe your discouragement about America is because you're not praying for those in authority? I'm not saying it's going to be fixed overnight by any means. But your discouragement might be fixed because you know you're doing the right thing. And instead of being discouraged, you can get your eyes open about the good things about this country. Are y'all listening to me or not? Pray for everybody in authority. You didn't live when Timothy lived, when Rome ruled the world. Amen. Say. Look at him. Get your priorities straight, Timothy. Pray for kings. Pray for all that are in authority that we may lead a what? Let's take a real quick test. How many were able to lead a pretty quiet and peaceful life last week in America? Can I see your hand? You got it made, don't you, Jack? Say. Pray for those in authority. Why do I pray for those in authority? That I can live a quiet and peaceful life. Amen? Everything might not go just like you like. Every policy might not be just like you like or I like. I'm as conservative as a day as long. But my ultimate goal is to be able to preach the gospel. To share Christ. Can we share Him freely in this country? Yes or no? Say. But there's always people that go, if we keep on, we ain't. Well, won't you do it today then? Say. Pray for kings, for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all what? Godliness and honesty. Let me ask you a question. Were you able to live an honest life last week? Did you have the opportunity last week to be honest in this country? Can I see your hand? If you wanted to be honest, could you be honest last week? Isn't that a pretty nice place to live? Say. Where people aren't over me in authority that's making me be, you know, turn my neighbors in, you know, to underground, to this, to that. You know what I'm saying? Say. Aren't you glad you live in America? Come on. Pray! Pray! For this is what? Good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. He's telling Timothy, quit focusing on Sister So-and-so in the third row back on the left. And pray, man, about the important things to preach the gospel freely. And let's take the gospel around the world. That's what Paul's telling Timothy. Are y'all hearing it? Come on. Why should I pray for people in authority? So we can live quiet and peaceful lives? We just talked about that. For the glory of God. Did you know you can glorify God right here in America? Did you know that? Say. Did you know you're free when you go eat to bow your head and pray? Well, what if somebody sees me? That's the whole point, isn't it? Yeah. No, it's not to be seen of men per se, but to thank the Lord for the food and that you live freely here. Amen. Say. Well, if I put a sticker on my car, what will I think? Hey, you're free. Why not? Say. Say. Why not use Jesus in your conversation? Talk to others about the Lord in your life without shoving it down their throat. You're free, aren't you? Say. What's your excuse? Well, Paul ain't putting up with it. Listen, pray for the ultimate good of others. We pray, if you keep your priorities straight and you pray for people, instead of getting discouraged over your enemies, but you pray for your enemies, you'll make this world a better place. Amen? And they'll be better. That's why we're here, man. To glorify God and to reach who? We're here to glorify God and to do what? Reach people for the Lord. At Fellowship Church, say it with me. We love and we love. One more time. We love and we love. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. Well, y'all do this and y'all do that and y'all do this and y'all do that. Hey, listen. We love Jesus and we love people. People need, yeah, praise the Lord. Come on. People need Jesus Christ. Okay? Keep your priorities straight. Yeah, but y'all don't do this. Y'all don't sing out of hymn book. Yeah, but we love Jesus and we love people. You know what I'm saying? Don't we do that, though? We put other things above the things that are important. Come on. Remember, number three, priority. Remember, say that with me. Say that again. So Timothy's discouraged. So he's talking to the old pastor. He thinks he's going to get patted on the head. He's going to get to go to another church somewhere. Maybe he can go off and ride into the sunset with Paul. Paul ain't hearing it. No, you need to stand on truth. You need to defend the faith. You need to get your priorities straight. And which is priority number one, number two, number three, number four is pray, 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 pray. Okay? Because people, it's what it's all about, man. These people who are ticking you off. These people who are discouraging you. Wake up call. If you're going to live on this planet, there's going to be people. Amen. Say. How many ever quit a job because the people went to another job? It was just as bad the other place. Let me see your hand. Amen. Come on. It's the truth. Come on. People come first. 1 Timothy. Who will have all men? God. Who will have all men to be what? And to come to the knowledge of the what? For there is one God and one mediator between God and men. That is the man who? Christ Jesus. Who gave himself a ransom for everybody to be testified in due time, whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ, and I'm not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. He's telling Timothy, pray, man, get your priorities straight. Instead of looking at people as being a problem, look at people as opportunities to share God's love. You hear me, yes or no? So often when we're discouraged, it's because we look at who? Ourselves. You want to get over your discouragement a little bit? Go love on somebody. Go give something away. Go work in a homeless shelter and see if you don't like your house better. Say, well, I don't like the way the wife cooks. Well, how about you go eat the soup kitchen? All of a sudden you might come back and go, well, honey, that's pretty good right there. Amen. Say, come on. People, 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 come first. They were to Jesus. They were first to Him. They were first to the Apostle Paul. He's saying, Timothy, quit looking at the people as the problem. Okay? They need to be to you, son. You're discouraged because you're not looking at the people in love, son. Here we go. We're almost done. Are we almost done? Not really. He's shaking his head. Number four, pray for people where? I therefore, that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Pray, pray, pray without anger and controversy. This isn't open to attitude or debate. Pray for people everywhere. Give precedence to praying for people. Praying for peace so we can what? Making God's mission your mission, which is people. 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 Priority. First things first. We're going to stop it right there. Amen. I think we learned something today. Amen. Come on. Praise the Lord. Come on. Can't preach all day. Amen. Amen. Let's stand on up because we are going to be late. Amen. Thank you for coming. A little bit different message today. Trying to teach the book of 1 Timothy so you'll maybe see it, what Paul's trying to say to Timothy. But I hope you just don't look at it as a Bible study. Okay, look at it. We just had the Bible. That's for us today. People should be a priority. Okay? You know your family should be a priority. Say family should be a priority. Should be a priority. Yeah, but she made me mad. Or he hasn't called me, or whatever. Guys, some of you don't talk to your children. Excuse me. Why? You don't understand. No, I don't understand why Christ died for people and we won't pick up the phone and call them. I don't understand that. I don't. I don't want to know what that's like. You hear me? Yes or no? Come on. Come on. Make people a priority. We spend so much time wanting to hate on somebody. Well, what would happen if we took that time and spent on trying to love on somebody? You think that might be a pretty good approach? Say. That's what he was telling Timothy. Come on, Timothy. Come on, man. People. Y'all hearing me today?